So I know you've heard me talk about your rights as a taxpayer when you're dealing with the IRS. And I just want to dig a little deeper into this particular topic because I've been getting tons of calls from people saying that the IRS is not being so friendly with them. And I've also had conversations with my colleagues across the country saying that the IRS has not been so friendly with them either. So just want to share some tips with you as far as dealing with the IRS, what to expect, and what happens when you don't get the quality of service that you deserve. I'm Deltrice Hart Anderson, keeping the IRS out of the pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts of taxpayers. Welcome to this episode of Tax Problem Solved. Let's take a deeper dive into one of those rights, one of those 10 fundamental rights, which is the right to quality service, okay? So the IRS is just like any other governmental agency. They are there to provide you with good customer service. They're providing a service to you. Yes, you may owe them money. Yes, you may owe them some tax returns you haven't filed, but that still does not change the right for you to have a quality service. So what does that quality service look like? What should it look like? Here goes. There are four things. One, you need to be spoken to, whether it's in person or over the phone. You need to be spoken to in a way that you can easily understand, okay? If there's a language barrier, that's a problem. If they're talking what I call legal ease or IRS ease, that's a problem. Your rights are being violated, okay? Number two, you should receive prompt, courteous, and professional assistance from the IRS. Now, sometimes prompt is not always going to be possible, but there should be some grace in there from the IRS where if they're not getting you the information that you need on time, then you can't provide them the information that they are requiring from you on time. Okay, so there should be some grace there. But even with all of that, even if it isn't prompt, prompt is your right. But even if the assistance isn't prompt, it still should be courteous and it still should be professional. I say that because sometimes the IRS may have to put you on hold. If you're on the phone with them, they might say, let me get back to you in 5 to 7 minutes. And then they might put you on another 5 to 7 minutes hold. Okay. And then before you know it, you might be on the phone with them for an hour, hour and a half, sometimes two. I've had to do the same thing to help when I'm representing my client. So prompt might not be the thing that they can do, but courteous and professional are the things that you should always expect. Okay. Number three, when you're receiving those communications, those IRS notices, those letters should be clear and easily understood by you. If they're not clear, if you can't easily understand them, then the IRS is not providing that good quality service that is your right to have. Okay. Now, sometimes I do understand where you may not be able to interpret what they're saying just for various other reasons, which is fine. That's when you get help from people like me, from professionals that are licensed, experienced in this field and professional to assist you, to help you understand those letters. Okay. Lastly, you have the right, when all else fails, when they're not courteous, when they're not prompt, when they're not professional, when they're not speaking to you in a clear, easy way that you can understand, you have the right to speak to a supervisor about the inadequate services that you are receiving. Always remember that. And here's the tip in making sure that a supervisor can get involved. Always, 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 before you start speaking with an IRS representative, always get their last name as well as their ID number. If they don't provide their last name and their ID number, don't start the conversation with them, because that's the only way that you can ensure, if things go sideways, if you don't get the quality of service that you deserve, that is your right, then if you don't have their last name and ID number, you cannot get to the supervisor. Okay, so always get that information first. That is how you ensure that you get the right to quality service. Now I've queued you up. You already know what your rights are. Let me further give you some expectations that you should have when you are dealing with an IRS representative. I have a few, so let's go. One, you should expect for that IRS representative to listen to you with an objective ear, okay? Doesn't matter whether you have a country twang like me. Doesn't matter whatever your race is. It doesn't matter your sexual orientation. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much money you owe them. It doesn't matter whether you owe them 10 years of tax returns, whatever the case may be, they should always listen to you objectively, okay? And you should expect to have whatever information that you're asking them for, that information should be provided to you accurately, thoroughly, and once again, promptly. Now, sometimes, I'm just letting you guys know up front, sometimes they're not always prompt. You could be waiting on a response from the IRS 8 months, a year, or more, especially when COVID hit. So prompt might not always be the thing that you are going to receive when it comes to responses from the IRS right now. But there again, should always be accurate. It should always be thorough. You should expect that. Okay? Another expectation you should have when dealing with IRS representatives is you should expect for them to give you your recourse options and tell you what your appeals rights are, if you have appeals rights. That should be an expectation, no less, okay? You should, again, always be expected to be treated courteously. If not, remember your right to speak with the supervisor, because they're not providing you with adequate services. If not, then if the IRS, let's say you're dealing with a revenue officer directly or an IRS auditor directly, then you should expect for them, if they are going to reach out to you by phone, they can only contact you within the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., your time zone, whatever it is, okay? That's the expectation. So they can't call you earlier than 8 a.m. They can't call you later than 9 p.m., regardless to what's going on. And to be perfectly honest, 9 I know is a little late for some people, and they usually don't make calls after, really, they don't make calls after 6 or 7. I haven't experienced any of them making calls after 6 or 7, okay? Another expectation you should have when dealing with an IRS representative is they should be able to provide you with how to get help elsewhere. And what I mean by that is they should be able to let you know how to get help from your taxpayer advocate in your local area, if it needs to be a taxpayer advocate issue. They should also be able to provide to you who or where your low-income taxpayer clinic is in your area, if you are eligible for low-income taxpayer assistance, okay? These are things that you should expect, because remember, this is all a part of the quality of service that is your right to receive every taxpayer, regardless to how much money they owe, how many returns they haven't filed, it doesn't matter anything. These are your rights. So expect the quality of service and expect this is how you should be treated when it comes to the communication you have with an IRS representative. Lastly, I want to discuss three absolute no-nos from an IRS representative, okay? I know you guys have probably heard this little jingle. This is what we're not gonna do. This is what we're not gonna do. Well, this is what the IRS is not gonna do to you as a taxpayer. And let me just rephrase this. They should not. So if you get this type of treatment, remember, we're talking quality of service, a right that you have as a taxpayer. So this needs to be dealt with immediately. Three things. IRS representatives will not contact your job if they know that your job does not allow such contact. Okay, so they can't call you up on your job. Hey, Mrs. So-and-so. Hey, Mr. So-and-so. This is the IRS. I have a couple of questions for you, or I need these documents. Nope. They cannot do that if your job does not allow that contact. And you just let them know, hey, my job does not allow these types of phone calls. And just hang up. That's it. And guess what? They can't call you back. Not on your job's number, because they will be in violation of your rights. Number two, they cannot make aggressive phone calls threatening you, saying, hey, we're going to arrest you, or you can serve prison time. Mm-mm. They can't do that. Now, I honestly don't know of any legitimate IRS representative that have made any of these phone calls, any threats as such. So if you are receiving any of those types of calls, it's probably from a scammer, okay? Even the scammers, they get real creative now. They'll give you a last name and they'll give you an ID number. But if you hear, hey, this is a call from the IRS and we are coming to arrest you, or we're coming to put you in prison, just hang up immediately. Know that that's a scam call, okay? And lastly, an IRS representative will not or should not, and if they do, then there again, they're violating your rights. They will not deny you representation, professional representation. You always have the right to be represented by a professional that is licensed and experienced to assist you in navigating your IRS matters, okay? Sometimes, yes, you could do some of this by yourself. Sometimes you might be able to do all of it by yourself, but, and I'm saying that with a really high question mark in my voice, because you might be able to do some of the stuff, yes, but you always want to make sure and get at least a consultation, at least allow a professional to provide you with the blueprint, to provide you with the steps that you should take. Let that professional investigate everything, all the details, all the ins and outs, and provide you with, here are the steps that you need to take in order to resolve your tax matters permanently. That's where we come in. That's where me as an IRS enrolled agent, that's where CPAs, that's where attorneys that actually do this type of work, that's where we come in, okay? We can assist you in representing you completely, but if you feel that you want to do some of this yourself, just go ahead and get the consultation where you could at least get a good blueprint. And that professional should be able to let you know how to get on the right track. If you're on the right track, tweak a little things to make sure that these matters are permanently resolved in a manner that the IRS can understand, that's legitimate, that won't have you getting letters and penalties and interest over and over again. Okay. So, recap, IRS representatives, will not contact you on your job, knowing that your job doesn't allow those contacts. The IRS will not make aggressive phone calls threatening arrest or prison time. Those are scammers. And the IRS will not, should not, tell you that you do not need the assistance of a licensed professional, because they are denying you your right to representation. Okay? If any of these things are occurring, go back to the first things that we talked about. You need to speak to a supervisor, because you are not receiving the quality of service that you deserve, that is your right as a taxpayer. So guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Tax Problem Solve. If you find yourself in tax trouble of any kind, didn't file your tax returns for several years, can't afford to pay the IRS all that they say that you owe, don't feel that you owe what they say that you owe, whatever the case may be, please, I am here to help you. Reach out. Let's just have a conversation. I can certainly help you navigate these IRS waters. Reach out to me at www.callthetaxpro.com. That's www.callthetaxpro.com. I'm Deltrice Harn-Anderson, keeping the IRS out of your pocketbooks, wallets, and bank accounts. Till next time, bye, y'all.